I think you have no choice but to follow it, you know, as closely as you can, which is probably through all of you. You know, it's going to be interesting offseason, see how things work out, see how things materialize. None of us have really been through something like this, of course. It doesn't happen often in the NFL, so we've got a lot of confidence that the people in charge will make the right decisions and do things in the best interest of the organization going forward, and all you can do is put your faith in that.
You feel like they need to, in terms of players, keep this core still together? You think this is a pretty good core here?
Yeah. This isn't your typical changing of the guard as far as, you know, kind of a new group coming into power and, you know, a team that's struggling. I mean, this is a team that's been 4 out of 5 playoffs, Super Bowl appearance, NFC champs. This has been a team that's been very competitive consistently now for a good while. So the idea of coming in, and I don't really see why anybody would come in and kind of mess with that. So I guess you never know, but that would be a surprise for sure.
Kind of building off that, I mean, is this a situation, despite a change at the top, that feels stable, whereas in the past with other franchises maybe it was a little more kind of messy or uncertain?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it doesn't happen often. It's, you know, unfortunate that it's happening now, but that's kind of the way it is. I don't know a lot of history of team sales, but I can't imagine there's been a lot in recent memory of a team that's been, you know, successful on the field and has had, you know, a pretty good recent record of winning and competing at a high level and being, you know, one of the top teams in the league for the past 5 years. So as far as that goes, I think that's a little different as far as this situation. And you know, hopefully the person that does take ownership and does take control values that.
How comforting is it to have Ron signed at the helm for next couple of years?
I think that's huge. I think that was a great move for the organization to get Ron kind of locked up and have some stability there for the next 3 years. You know, it all starts with him. It all started with him coming in 2011 with a lot of us putting this thing together and kind of building it to where it's gotten. You know, obviously, we still have a lot of work we got to do to improve as a team, but you know, Ron has done a great job as far as that goes. And I still think this is a team that, you know, is in its window to compete at the highest level and win this thing. And you know, we need to learn our lessons from this year of where things kind of went wrong and moves that need to be made and ways to find ways to improve.
Is there much talk among players about the next owner or what that might be like?
We haven't really spent much time. It's right now a lot of speculation and a lot of things outside of our area of expertise. Playing the NFL is part of the growing up process. It's not college. You don't have to win every game. That's the goal, but you know, you gotta grow fast in this league. This league will humble you. This league will kind of give you a baptism by fire, so to speak. And, you know, young guys, they don't really have much of a choice. You're gonna learn what it takes to play at this level, what it takes to prepare and play consistently week in, week out, year in, year out at this level, or you're gonna be replaced. So that's the brutal nature of this game, and I think our young guys have done a nice job understanding that from the get-go.
Greg, you mentioned that this is kind of a time for reflection. What the moves and what we made, how to keep them from your team. Is there anything that stands out to you? I know it's
hard. I mean, there's a lot of evaluation to go. You know, roster turnover, free agency, the draft. You know, we're just now at the start of all that. So it's, I would imagine, you know, pretty premature to kind of jump to those conclusions less than 24 hours after the season ends.
Do you like to see Marty stay on full time?
I would. I would like Marty. I think along the lines of signing Ron, I think that stability on the football part of the building would go a long way. I think that part has really shown that it works well and has put us in a position, as I said, to be, you know, a team that's been, you know, part of the playoff picture now 4 to 5 years. Obviously, our goal this year was not just to make it to the wild card, so in that regard, it's a disappointing year. But long answer to your question, yes, I, I would like to, I think it'd be great for Marty to stay on board and kind of see through this transition a little bit and bring that stability and bring that that experience in this organization to the new ownership.
Greg, being out for so long this year for the first time, did that affect your outlook either way on how long you might play or how long you would want to play?
It was tough. Obviously, I hadn't had experience anything like that. I've been lucky. I think the biggest thing is it just made me appreciate, you know, going 10 plus years without missing. You know, just how fragile that is. And at the time, it just seemed easy. But you know, when you take a step back and you realize that you know, that's not most people's experience in this league. So from that regard, I've been very lucky. Still feel like I can play at a high level for a good while longer. I feel good. It kind of sucks that the year kind of ended. I feel like I was kind of finding my legs a little bit, finding my groove as these last couple weeks have progressed. But I have no plans of stop playing in the immediate future as long as they still want me. You know, so we'll kind of see how that goes as the year plays out.